good, clean controversy.
She's a pretty girl.
Na 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 na. Na na na. I wanna hold them like they do in Texas plays. A little gambling is fun when you're with me. I love it. Russian roulette is not the same without a gun. And baby, when it's love, if it's not rough, it isn't fun.
All right, you are listening to House of MNSM. With Master Noel and Sir Mark, who has actually gone upstairs right now to watch the Grammys. So Boy Neil has stuck around and is doing a show with me till, what, 9 o'clock tonight?
9 o'clock. Yeah. And remember, if it isn't rough, it isn't fun.
If it isn't rough, it isn't fun.
That's Kyle saying that, isn't it?
Yeah, that was that
South Park
thing. Somebody wanted us to post that again.
I'll repost that again.
Yeah, that was kind of cute.
So well, that was Cartman, actually, who was singing at that.
Eric Cartman, Poker Face, yes. And he's gay for Kyle. Yeah, that's what it was. So, anyway, so
he
were...
He likes that finger in the butt.
Jesus Christ. So we were talking about, gay cartoons, and that just fit again. I can hear you playing it on the computer.
I'm just
over there.
Trying to do the link.
So we were talking about... actually, we were kind of talking about... traditionalists in Fox News, they had printed an article saying that, ever since marriage, feminism and all that, it wasn't a gender equality at all. It was just made people confused. And, and the last statement that we were talking about was, girls just want to play with dolls, boys just want to play with balls. Well, it depends on what balls we're talking about.
I actually wanted to kick balls.
Kick balls.
They were careful about saying play with balls.
Yeah,
they knew that
just want to kick the ball.
Kick the ball.
So, there was a lot of really good statements. Can't they accept that everyone isn't a traditionalist? Is it? It's kind of like saying that gay marriage will make all men want to marry. Very true.
How about just giving everybody the right to decide for themselves how they want to live?
Well,
it's like we don't... I mean, that's what this that's supposed to be about, sir, and that's kind of the way we push for it. And it's like we don't... Like up here in Canada, you have the Mennonites and the Amish.
Mm-hmm.
We don't make it illegal for them to live the way they do in a very old-world traditional way. If
right.
they want to do that, that's their business.
Yeah.
They can live the way they want.
Yeah. And they can't bug us because they don't have TVs or
right.
telephones to call us and tell us we're wrong.
But the bottom line is, why do we have to tell women the way they can live or can't?
Yeah, but I think...
And why do we have to...
Go ahead.
If a couple still wants to live very conservatively, mm-hmm. what does a law giving a woman freedom stop the couple from doing that?
Right.
It doesn't.
I agree with you.
That's where religions get off because... Religions feel they have the right to take away other people's rights or state that other people don't.
But then they
rights.
Turn around and they say that because we're trying
they
to
say
push,
we're, picking on.
We're pushing for marriage equality, yeah. we're pushing for human rights and everything else. We're actually taking away their traditions and we're forcing.
We're not
we're
taking forcing from them.
Sure, we are. We're taking away their traditions and we're forcing them to do what we want them to
no,
do.
No, we're not.
Why not?
There's no state or area where marriage equality has been passed
uh-huh.
where a church has to do anything.
But we're taking away their traditions.
We're going to get married when we don't want to.
We're taking
they
away.
They can still have those traditions. We just won't go get married there and spend our money in their church.
Oh.
That's their business.
But you see, if you didn't choose to be gay and you actually married a woman, you would be going to that church.
I did that.
You would be going to that church and you would be
well,
paying to do it.
Good.
So
all, but,
there you go, right? Yeah. So you are in actuality changing their, lifestyles and perspectives, aren't you, boy?
Yeah. Yeah. No, we're not.
Wow, that was just like look at you get your back up. He's like, yeah.
it's just
but that's the excuse. That's the reason.
I know, and it's a crock of bullshit.
How's that a crock of shit though?
Because we're not taking anything from them.
Okay.
I'd like any individual to say how somebody getting married has changed their marriage or changed their life.
Well, because the more of them are more.
How has people getting married in New York changed your life? Now, for over a year, people have been allowed to get married in New York State.
Yes.
How has that changed your life?
Changed my life considerably.
How?
Well, because number one, it's not, well, for the better, actually.
Okay, for
but,
the better.
But that's because of whom I am. Now, if it was somebody that, you know.
How has that changed the straight couples?
Well,
life?
Because now, what if, now because what? It's so okay and everybody's starting to be okay with their sexuality, all these husbands start saying, I'm really gay, I'm divorced, and you bitch, and I'm going to make the switch. Like,
so that's wrong that they be, accept who they are?
Yeah, you know.
No, it's not.
Hey, why not? We're going to start. And then, of course, you know, realistically, if you think about it, all the straight people should, all the straight guys should be going, woohoo! Because then we're not, you know, trying to take their women. Right?
They should be happy.
They should be happy.
That.
It's more women for them. Unless they're, you know, lesbian, and then that really fucks them over. Then they got to get gay.
What's with this whole bear drag thing? Have you seen it lately?
I have not, so.
I'll share another link that's on. I've been seeing it. It's becoming a real thing where.
Bear drag.
Bear drag, or they call bear drag or rough drag.
Yeah, yeah, that's
they
been around forever.
They do full
though,
drag
right?
in full beards.
Yeah, Sir Mark did a whole
it.
Bunch of weeks for somebody recently.
And I'm just going to post another one that's actually in the Huffington News. It's talking about it.
Right.
It's a pretty crazy thing.
Seriously. All right. So I think we've talked enough about the Fox News because it's just.
It's nothing to talk about. It's not worth talking about.
I think that they're just sheer stupidity of them putting the picture up there says a lot about the article. Mm-hmm. Now, I have posted another thing in the chat room. We're going to talk about this probably right about to the end of the evening, which is coming up in about 22 minutes. So. Now, former WBC member speaks out, and this is for the No Hate campaign. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to read through this.
Did you post the link?
I did post the link, so if you'd like to follow along. And actually, if you want to get involved with this, you can sign up for the newsletter right on this page. So it's kind of pretty cool if you want to do that. So here we go. My name is Lauren Drain, former member of the Westboro Baptist Church, and despite having denounced any and all beliefs and preachings of the WBC, I am still a Christian through and through. However, in my opinion, religion of any kind is a personal choice, full of personal values, definitions, and views that should stay just that, personal. I don't think anyone should judge or persecute another human being or any group of individuals based off of those personal chosen beliefs. I am against any and all forms of violence, discrimination, bullying, or bigotry directed at someone else due to their personal lifestyles. The main reason I posed for the No Hate campaign was in direct response to the judgments of the WBC. I wanted to show people that despite having grown up within a cult and having spent a good portion of my life on the picket line holding signs condemning our deceased soldiers, reveling in any and all forms of tragedy and simply striving to be hurtful in the name of God, that the WBC is wrong, and what I did at that time was wrong. I now try and lead by example with love, compassion, and an open mind. Having done a complete 180, I still struggle with little things from time to time, but I know in my heart that I am now on the right path. In the end, I think God will judge us all. However, I think he wants us all to have the freedom to make our own decisions. With love, Lauren Drain. So, what do we think about that?
It's amazing. I mean, what's going on down there with that church? I mean, it's his family's leaving him. Mm-hmm. The church.
Yes, that's true. See if you can find that article for me, Buena, please.
Oh, gosh. I thought I had it saved. It was in Facebook, and I can't find it now. Where I saved it.
Yeah.
But yeah, his own relatives are leaving the church.
Right.
I mean, it's about time they realize. I mean, this church had been praying. They hold prayer sessions and do prayer vigils overnight for gays and lesbians to die, for God to strike them down.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turned out, too, I read some articles somewhere. They call themselves the Westboro Baptist Church.
Yes.
Well, the official Baptist denomination has denounced them, supposedly. Because they're like, you're even too extreme for us. You're not a part of the organization or whatever. And they're still calling themselves Baptist.
Well.
Which they can, I guess. They have a legal right.
I don't know why they wouldn't.
But the Baptists aren't happy they're called Baptists. And the Baptists are very conservative to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But but they're really just off the hook.
So okay, but I want to turn this a little bit, like I usually do, because that's what I do actually. Now, I just actually signed up for the newsletter and shit. So, my question for you all is: does this individual have an agenda somehow? Is the individual right now not at the same time posting some sort of a political view?
I don't know.
Right? Do you think that it's because they truly believe that, quote, God is going to judge them in a fashion? So why is this person all of a sudden saying that they're going to do this? It's hard to say, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And at the same time, too, I love the fact that she calls it a cult.
Well, but they say the leader of this preacher is assailed to the level of what you'd call a cult leader. But you got to realize the things this church has done is not just gone against homosexuals and lesbians. This church, this organization, they have protested funerals of military men.
Should the government step in just like they did with Waco?
No, but should they maybe classify some of what they do as a hate crime? Possibly.
Okay, so what happens if it's a hate crime?
They get charged for it, and they get arrested for it, and fined or imprisoned if they continue.
So why do you think this group isn't that big? Like, let's go, I'm going to go online, and I'm going to actually just Google how many members in the West, how many?
Yeah, I don't know how big they are either, but they it'd be interesting. Cause a lot of shit.
So what is it, the West BWB what?
Westboro. Westboro.
Westboro Baptist?
Yes.
Yeah, because I don't know this, and I think it'd be interesting. Oh, okay, I'll kind of look at that and see what up about it. Because I think this would be interesting, because, I mean, you're saying, well, they could arrest them. How many are they going to arrest? And then as soon as...
They could charge the man who's running the show.
Yeah. So, best answer, 50 or so members. Phelps and 10 of his 13 children run it. Most of his kids are lawyers.
Phelps most of his kids are leaving.
Phelps at one time helped the civil rights movement. Mm. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that either.
I'm going to bring this up.
Yeah.
When, you know, let's, I mean, give kind of a both sides. And he was very good at it. Then he became this, this isn't my saying. This is an article I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. Then became this wanker who started telling others God told him to do these things, and now have a church that looks like a hole-in-the-wall bar, and they sue companies and cities to get the money to travel so they can protest funerals, claiming that God wants our soldiers dead because we allow homosexuals.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so that's somebody's... Wow.
That's really what he does. And these people believe this, and that's why even his family's not leaving. And this man is...
Yeah, you were going to try to find me that article.
Okay. I can't. We'll keep looking.
Well, I definitely want to talk about that.
Oh, here
we go.
Two of Phelps' granddaughters leave the church. I found it.
All right, so just post that in the chat room. Have a look at it while we go on a quick break, because we're going to come back and talk about it.
We'll be right back.
The soothing sounds of House of MNSN Radio. Good